said she's just another groupie slut. And I said I'd fuck you anything but. And again, sometimes reputations outlive their applications. Sometimes fires don't go out when you're done playing with them. I feel so funny deep inside when you kiss me goodbye. Sugar high. Sugar high. We could go out and not even leave the house. A TV set and a bottle of wine. Just fine. Making out on that old pull-out couch. Watching Saturday Night Live. I guess that's why I feel so funny deep inside when I whip between your thighs. Sugar high. Sugar.
Yeah! DJ Doug.
I'm DJ Little Hiss Muffet.
Spin the Limits.
On Radio Valencia.
Yes, nice to not be solo. Feels good.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, yeah. I was totally out of control playing.
Yeah, I bet.
Bob Dylan and Harsh Noise.
Yeah. I bet. I'm glad you got to play the stuff that I hate.
I think you liked when I was playing Joe Colvin's like freaky noise rock over the Snake Church Screaming. That was pretty cool though.
Yeah, that does sound cool. I could fuck with that.
So yeah, Little Hiss started that first set we had there.
Yeah.
Let me see what you were playing. Last thing I got here is Intolerance by Tool.
By Tool.
Undertow.
Yeah. It was, well...
Is it named after the movie?
I don't know. Probably not. Yeah, I just brought in a lot of new stuff. Some things I picked up for RSD.
And Record Store Day.
Record Store Day. And, which was, what... Is that April 18th? Was it that long ago?
Maybe.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, something like that.
And yeah, just a lot of stuff I was listening to, my coming of age era, a lot of 80s and 90s fun stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun set.
Yeah.
Disposable Heroes, Metallica from Master of Puppets.
Yes.
Before they sucked.
Yeah, I really only mess with Ride the Lightning and Master of Puppets. Yeah. Those ones are pretty killer. But
I was talking to someone today whose friend is Lars's assistant.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, that must be a rough job. He's like, you know what? He's a dick to other people, but his like inside loop,
he's cool.
He treats like family.
So. Oh, interesting.
Like he defended her once, some dude was being a dick at the airport or something. Like he got all big brother.
That's cool.
So that's good to know. We talk about shit about him.
Yeah.
Apparently he's a lot chiller since he stopped.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. that's my story for today.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk behind people's backs. That was actually me being nice for once.
You practiced excellent restraint.
Thank you. Sugar High.
Speaking of...
Anyway, Sugar High. It's not what he quit at all. By Coyote Shivers from Empire Records soundtrack, yeah. Which you just got.
Yeah, so that was actually a gift from DJ Doug. It was just reissued on vinyl for the first time. I don't know, since it first came out, or I think this might just be the first,
I think it might be the first reissue.
Yeah.
You probably made a ton of them and then just never bothered again.
I don't know. I've only seen like one out in the wild before, and it was $175. And I was like, woo, too rich for my blood, as much as I want it.
Yeah.
Because also,
for a compilation album.
Well, also the Guar song, Sada Magogo, and the Suicidal Tendencies songs are not on the soundtrack. No. So I was like, I'm not paying $175. You can't even bother to put. Oh, and the Sponge song isn't on there either. So kind of like, come on, you guys. But it still is a great soundtrack. Definitely a huge coming of age album for me. And I still love that movie. But yeah, I had a huge crush on Coyote Shivers when I was a teenager. So yeah, that was a fun one, and I'm happy to finally own it on vinyl.
Yeah, it's pretty too. It's green and yellow.
It is. She's pretty.
Yeah, white underwear.
Yeah, red bra. I'm not a baby now.
That's the funniest scene in the whole fucking movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, that and the music video. Saturday Night by the Misfits from Famous Monsters.
Yeah. That one, again, I don't know if it was the first reissue. I'm not sure. I don't know. To me, it's like they're like not really the Misfits. Yeah. I mean, the real Misfits are with Danzig.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I still like Michael Graves,
yeah, like
era Misfits, but to me it's a different band. They sound completely
sound like
different.
Heavy doo-wop.
Yeah, I mean it's just horror rock, you know, which is horror rockabilly.
Yeah, rock more rockabilly.
Yeah, but I love that song Saturday Night. That's probably my mine and most people's new Misfits era favorite Misfits. Song.
Misfits.
Yeah, I had it on CD when I was a kid, so happy to have it on vinyl.
Cool.
And oh, and that was an RSD record store. That was a record store day release, and we got very few copies in. So I'm very happy that my employee privilege enabled me to get one. It's one of the perks.
Yeah, it helped me too. It's Cold Outside by Stiff Baters, not Stiff Baters, from LA Confidential. It's cool, like, what, live comp or something?
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
He said it was from different shows live.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I wasn't familiar with it, but we went to Cantina Records in North Beach, which is a small but really well-curated shop. And
it's quite nice, yeah.
Yeah, and we've gone there a couple times now, and the folks working there are always super nice. They have a good mix of stuff. Like I said, it's well-curated, good variety, good mix of new and used. Yeah. And they're super sweet. They have a listening station, which I appreciate. But this was just playing while we were in there, and I was like, oh man, this is awesome. I love Stiff Baters. I love the Dead Boys. Yeah. And the guy was like, it's for sale. I was like, sold. So yeah, that's how I got this. And I love it. It's a great album.
I agree. It's quite good. And so you started off with Thaw by Septic Death.
Yeah.
So now that I have your attention.
Yeah. Now what do I do? This is a reissue. Like, just came out, I think, like, last Friday. But, super limited, and it has the really awesome Puss Head cover art. And Puss Head also did a lot of artwork for the Misfits. I love his artwork. Sense. And, yeah, Septic Death is... They're one of, like, those awesome, like, crossover bands where it's, like, punks and metalheads alike just love Septic Death because they just... rip. They shred. They're so good. Just, you know, makes me want to get my old ass in a mosh pit. And it's on really pretty, like, blood splatter vinyl. It has a nice little, like, insert and poster included. If you can get your hands on one, if you like Septic Death, get it while the getting's good, because they're probably going to be selling for astronomical prices on eBay soon.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And, that concludes
How's
my
set.
What's next, DJ Doug?
I played some of this a few weeks ago because I need to fill space, but something I got from Record Store Day, with your help.
You're welcome.
And so Bruce Springsteen live.
Yeah.
Asbury Park.
Yeah.
I did not play this one. I played some other ones.
Okay.
So I'm going to play this.
Excellent.
And then something else I also got at Cantina Records that day, and then take it from there. We'll see.
Cool.
All right, here we go. DJ Doug.
DJ Little His Muppet.
And with you till midnight.
Yes.
Beyond the Limits. Radio
Limits, Valencia. Limits, Limits, Limits,
Limits. Limits. Valencia, Earth, World, we're here.
Yes.
Myself alone again. Don't you run back inside. You know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that. Oh, to make it good somehow. What else can we do now? Except roll down the window and let the wind blow back your head. Well, the night's busted open, these two lanes will take us.
I decided I'm going to murder my mother. I knew a week before she died I was going to kill her. and she went out to a party. She got soused. She came home, went to sleep. I was woken up by that. Came out. I walked up to her bed. She's laying there reading a paperback, as many thousands of nights before. And she said, "Oh, I suppose you're going to want to sit up all night and talk now." Shit. And I looked at her. I said, "No." I said, "Good night." And I knew I was going to kill her, you know? And I'm so cold, it's so hard. But that's the first time in 10 years I've looked at it that way. I mean, that intensely, that honestly. It hurts. Because I'm not a lizard. I'm not from under a rock. I came out of her vagina. You see? I came out of my mother. And in a rage, I went right back in. "For 7 years," she said, "I haven't had sex with a man because of you, my murderous son." It's one of our arguments. And I cut off her head, and I humiliated her corpse. So there, you know, a six young woman dead because of the way she raises her son and the way her son is raised, the way he grows up. And what's her closing words? "I suppose you want to sit up all night and talk."
"Can Mary fry some fish, Mama? I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head's killing me. I seen my ex last night, Mama, at a dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. Don't you think I'm psycho, Mama? You can pour me a cup. If you think I'm psycho, Mama, better let them lock me up. Don't hand the dog to me, Mama. I might squeeze him too tight. And I'm as nervous as can be, Mama. But let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right by his bed, with my hands near his throat, Mama, wishing both of us was dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You better let them lock me up. You know the little girl next door, Mama? I think her name is Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, Mama. Why, I just seen her in the park. She was sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, then my mind walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, Mama, why don't you get up? Say something to me, Mama. Mama, why don't you get up? Mama.
Guilty. I wouldn't do anything that I felt guilty about.
You don't feel guilty at all?
There's no need to feel guilty. I haven't done anything I'm ashamed of. Maybe I haven't done enough. I might be ashamed of that, for not doing enough, for not giving enough, for not being more perceptive, for not being aware enough, for not understanding, for being stupid. Maybe I should have killed 400 or 500 people, then I would have felt better. Then when I felt like I really offered society something. You know, if I wanted to kill somebody, I'd take this book and beat you to death with it, and I wouldn't feel a thing. It'd be just like walking to the drugstore. Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolves Kabab for Refinish? Get Frenish, Boots, 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 Boots,
It was in the sixth decade of the 20th century when the hippie movement plagued our continent. Living lives devoid of care, short of cash and long of men, they were dropouts from the great establishment. Oh, the California hippie murders, flashing knives and blood, and the word pig carved upon a young girl's breast. A mother pleading for her unborn son while they kill their victims one by one was the worst crime in the annals of the West. Their leader was evil, a curse from his birth. How he hypnotized and mesmerized each girl with dope, sex, and music. He invaded the earth, preparing his kingdom, a hippie world. Holy, holy, carved upon a young girl's breast. A mother pleading for her unborn son while they killed their victims one by one was the worst crime in the annals of the West. Holy yodelay,
Confessed to, and you've got Mr. Otis Toole, who says that he's confessing, and he says that you and he were homosexual lovers and that you did these murders together. You're obviously in a lot of trouble.
I am in a lot of trouble.
Do you think about execution very much?
You know, there's more to life than just death, and they could take even me or somebody else and make something out of themselves. Just because they've committed a murder doesn't mean that they it's going to be constant. It's just something that happened at the time of the crime.
So you don't believe in the death penalty?
No, I never have believed in the death penalty.
Understandably.
Cause I done cut my good man's kicked him in the side. I stood there laughing over him while he wallowed around and died. Oh, Judge, Judge, naughty Judge, send me to the electric chair.
Yeah.